Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
From the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, June 9th, 2021, Donald Duck's birthday. When Carnival Cruise Line begins sailing out of Galveston this summer, only fully vaccinated passengers will be able to board the ship. According to the latest update on Carnival's website that was updated on Tuesday evening, guests sailing out of Galveston this summer will need to have been fully vaccinated for at least 14 days before embarkation, and they will need to provide proof of vaccination when they check in for the cruise. Those unable to provide proof will be denied boarding and will not be issued a refund. While Carnival also plans to begin sailing out of Florida's ports this summer, they have not yet released full information on itineraries or protocols. You can read the full protocols, including shore excursions and masks, at cruiseradio.net. And on the subject of Carnival Cruise Line, they have announced the four cruise directors who are set to resume sailings this summer. Jonathan Cookie Adams will be on Carnival Breeze out of Galveston. Kendall Fire will join Carnival Vista from Galveston. Chris Donkey Salazar, don't know, will be on Carnival Horizon out of Miami. Sorry, Chris. And Jen Baxter will serve as cruise director on Carnival Miracle on the Alaska sailings from Seattle. All four ships are scheduled to begin sailing in July. And Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line has begun a vaccination program at the Port of Palm Beach for crew on Grand Classica. Over 100 crew members received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine last Friday, and another 100 are set to get theirs this week. The cruise operator is currently preparing for its CDC-approved simulated sailings on June 25th and plans revenue sailings a week later. And cruise lines are up slightly on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation and Royal Caribbean both up 0.5%. Carnival at 31.08 and Royal at 94.95. Norwegian up 2%, 33.71. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.